The Ice Queen, written by Nella Neuhaus, translated by Stephen T. Murray, and read by Nicholas Bell. No one in his family could understand his decision to spend the twilight of his life in Germany. He certainly couldn't either. All of a sudden, he had felt that he didn't want to die in this country, which had been so good to him for more than 60 years. He longed to read German newspapers and have the sound of the German language in his ears. David Goldberg had not left Germany voluntarily. At the time, in 1945, it had been a matter of life and death, and he had made the best out of losing his homeland. But now there was nothing left to keep him in America. He had bought the house near Frankfurt almost 20 years ago, shortly after Sarah's death, so that he wouldn't have to stay in anonymous hotels when his numerous business or social obligations took him to Germany. Goldberg gave a deep sigh and looked out the big picture windows at the Taunus Hills, bathed in a golden light by the setting sun. He could hardly remember Sarah's face. The 60-plus years he had spent in the States often seemed erased from his memory, and he had a hard time even recalling the names of his grandchildren. But his memories of the years before he went to America, which he hadn't thought about in a long time, were that much sharper. Sometimes, when he woke up from a brief nap, it took him a few minutes to realize where he was. Then he would look with contempt at his gnarled, trembling old man hands, the scaly skin covered with age spots. Getting old was no picnic. What nonsense to think otherwise. At least fate had spared him from becoming a slobbering, helpless vegetable, like so many of his friends and acquaintances who hadn't been fortunate enough to be carried off in time by a heart attack. He had a solid constitution, which kept astounding his doctors, and he seemed immune to most signs of old age, thanks to the iron discipline with which he had mastered every challenge in his life. He had never let himself go, and even today he paid attention to correct attire and the proper appearance. Goldberg shuddered at the thought of his last unpleasant visit to an old folks' home. He was repelled by the sight of the aged people shuffling along the corridors in bathrobes and slippers, their hair wild and their eyes empty, like ghosts from another world, or simply sitting around forlornly. Most of them were younger than he was, and yet he wouldn't for a moment have stood for being lumped into the same category with them.